Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thankful. Thank God to be here this afternoon. I don't know why we would want to try to go our own way without Him, but I have tried it a few times in the past. Amen. And I found out quick I can't even walk without Him. Can't do nothing without Him. Amen. Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 46. Appreciate the young man preaching this morning, amen, and this afternoon, actually. And thank God for young men that are coming up, amen, and God's raising up. We need some young men that will stand, amen, on the Word in the old-time way. And praise the Lord for that. Brother Rick, I appreciate your wisdom that you gave us this afternoon. Amen. Praise the Lord for it. Amen. I spent 12 years here with Brother Edward, under him and following him, upholding him, lifting up his hands, praying for him, serving under him, helping him from time to time. Amen. But God has put us in a little church in Jacksonville. I'm four months into it, brother. So we're kind of still in the honeymoon's time, I guess you might say. Still learning. And I guess it's always a learning process. And I know this, you can't do things by your own time. Amen. Like I said, I've tried to do things before the way I thought they ought to be, and God showed me that I wasn't right. And so I just stayed right here. Amen. God had me in another church for years until that old preacher left and a young man came in and tried to modernize everything, and I couldn't stay there too long. I tried to help the folks that were there already, and I couldn't do that because he and the preacher, the pastor, and I just weren't on the same place, amen. But when God brought us here, we were about to die spiritually. Thank God, amen. He comes to our rescue every time, amen. Amen, and I spent 12 years here with Brother Edward, and I'm thankful for that. In those 12 years, God let me, after that, learn and get ready to pastor. And I'm not a young man, amen. I've never pastored a church in my life. And you wonder why in the world would an old guy like me go and pastor a church? Well, it wasn't me. It was God putting that little place on my heart and breaking my heart about it and laying it in my bosom to go and try to help them. Amen. Whatever years I have left in me to do such a thing, I'll give Him it all. Amen. Hallelujah. I thought I was going to die right here. Amen, in this ministry, and be what God just wanted me to be, helping the man of God, going out and helping the little church here and there from time to time, preach. But God moved us over there. Amen. Appreciate your prayers for us. Amen. I appreciate it. And Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Think on that. Amen. Heavenly Father, I need you now. I know that I'm nothing. I know I can't do anything. Father, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you touch this unworthy servant again and help him to do and help these folk here today. God, I need you. I give it all to you. Let Christ be magnified and not a soul preacher. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God is our refuge. Amen. In this Psalm 46, I believe that the first three verses speak of help. Amen. I believe that the verse 4 through 7 speaks of hope. And following verses 8 through 11 I see honor in those. Amen. Honor to the Lord God. Amen. First of all, he said God is our refuge. And I'm thankful for that. Refuge here simply means that he's our shelter. Amen. And I thank God that he is our shelter from the wrath of God. Amen. To come. Oh my, I'm glad that we're not here and to proclaim the goodness of man. Amen. I'm glad we're not here to proclaim the goodness of religion, but the Lord God Almighty. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is our refuge from the wrath of God. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Amen. Immutability simply means that he's unchangeable. Amen. I was speaking to Brother Rick a while ago. Everything in this world seems to be changing. Amen. And it's changing at such a rapid pace we can't keep up with it. Amen. Little old town of Yulee, amen, that God brought me up there to in 1970 with one little two-lane road from Fernandina to Baldwin, amen, and hardly ever can go out there and on A1A and get on the road at any time. Now you have to fight for a place to get in line, amen. Things are always changing, amen. But I'm thankful that God has never changed. I'm thankful his grace is still the same. Thank God I'm thankful that he's kept us from his wrath. Hallelujah. Which hope we have is an anchor of the soul. Amen. Both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil. Thank God. Amen. Jesus Christ is our anchor of the soul today. I'm thankful that he did not say that we were anything else but sinners that are saved by grace. Amen. Revelation chapter 19, verse 15, you know that this chapter holds the truth that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming in power. Amen. And verse 15, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Amen. I'm thankful that I will not have to ever experience the wrath of Almighty God. Amen. Not because of anything that I've done. Let me say that. Jesus Christ saved my soul. Amen. I was just a little sinner, amen, going my own direction, doing my own thing when he invaded my life with his grace. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9, for they themselves shew of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Amen. Amen. But the Apostle Paul was trying to tell these folks in that little church in Thessalonica that the truth is that we will not be experiencing the wrath of God during the tribulation period. Amen. And he tried to teach them that in this book. Amen. And thank God it's so today. Amen. We will not ever experience. If you're saved today. Now, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, let me say that he died for your sin. He took your place at Calvary. And you need to make that right today. Amen. And you will someday experience the wrath of an Almighty God. Oh, all are sinners and come short of the glory of God, my Bible says. Amen. Amen. The wages of sin is death. Amen. Oh, listen, there's a death that Adam experienced. Amen. God told him if he ate of that fruit, amen, that he would die. He didn't die right then in that second, but there did come a day that he did die. Amen. That was a physical death. Amen. That was a physical death. Amen. And, we know that every man is going to die. Every person on the face of the earth is going to stand before God. And it was a spiritual death as well. Amen. And it was an eternal death because they then passed that on to every man. Christ died for all. I do believe that. Amen. I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died for every man's sin. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be preaching. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. Says, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Amen. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him that which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now we don't know him like that. We know him by faith. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Amen. All things are passed away. All things are become new. I'm glad of that. Because of that, we will never taste the wrath of God. Amen. Amen. From trouble. Amen. He is our refuge from trouble, or in the midst of trouble. Amen. The Word of God said he's a very present help. That means right now. Amen. Right now, and wherever you are in life, wherever, whatever you're going through in life, he is a present help for you right now. Now. Amen. Not later on. He's a help now. Thank God. Listen, I can go to him now. Amen. And ask for the help that I need. I don't have to go down to the local priest. Amen. I don't have to come down here and ask Brother Edward. Amen. If he can help me, I can go to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he's my refuge in trouble. I'm glad for that today. Amen. I've seen a lot of trouble. Amen. And you have too. A man that is born of woman is full of days and full of trouble. Amen. But he never leaves us nor forsakes us. I'm thankful for that. Amen. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Sometimes God delivers us out of trouble. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 8, the righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. Amen. Thank God. Sometimes he's there to take us out of that trouble. Psalm 34 and verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. I'm thankful for that. Amen. Because I found myself in a lot of trouble that I made my own self. Amen. But he's always there to help us. Amen. Whatever's going on in our life. Praise the Lord. Psalm 32. In Psalm chapter 32, he finds that we are, sometimes he just preserves us from trouble. Amen. In Psalm 32 and verse 7, thou art my hiding place, he said. Thank God, I'm glad he's my hiding place. Amen. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Amen. Praise God. How many times has he come by our way and preserved us from what was ahead of us? Amen. How many times that something aggravated you and prevented you from getting out there on that highway when you wanted to, amen? And before that, amen, kept you from being in a place where you could possibly hurt your family or kill them or something like that, amen? So many times we get on the highway, amen, I can't hardly stand to go to Jacksonville anymore. What a trouble, amen, that's out there on the highway. Oh, hallelujah. But I know that every time he's preserving us, amen, and keeping us from that trouble. How many times did he preserve us, amen, when we wanted to go out there and do our own thing, amen? Just quit all this religious stuff. Amen. God, I've been in that situation before. God didn't call me to preach. I can't do this. This is not what God wants of me. Amen. And then God preserved me. Hallelujah. Amen. Jeremiah said, there's a fire in my bones, amen. Listen, if God calls you, you better do something. If God, whatever it is, if God called you to do, you better get up and get at it. There's a fire in your bones, and it'll penetrate, and it'll burn in you, and you'll have to go, and you'll have to preach, amen. Or you'll have to go to the mission field, amen. You'll have to do whatever it is that God called you to do. Oh, listen, but he preserves us from trouble. I'm thankful for that today. Amen. He's always with us in the midst of our troubles. In Psalm 91, what a great Psalm 91 is. Amen. Praise the Lord. in verse 14. Psalm 91, verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me. Praise the Lord. You know why we're here today? He set his love upon us. Wow. Wow. Why would he do such a thing for unworthy folk like me? Amen. God have mercy on us. He has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. Now listen. I will set him on high. Now God's speaking here. Amen. I will set him on high. Who? That person that loves me. Amen. Because he hath known my name. He's saying. Amen. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. Praise the Lord. Amen. I will be with him in trouble. Praise his holy name. I will deliver him and honor him. Wow. How could God honor such people like me and you? Huh? Wow. But he will. He will honor us if we honor him with our life. If you give him everything you are. Amen. If I give him everything I am. And God, like I say, God didn't open up me, and I never had an inkling in my mind that I would ever pastor a church. Amen. I tried to be other things, amen, that I thought God wanted, but that wasn't what God wanted. And so I just sat in there and tried to be faithful, amen, in a church and follow a man of God. Two different times, amen. One time I just had to get out because it was just contemporary to the just taking us down, down, down. Amen. But here's the thing. Hallelujah. He preserved me through all of that. He put something in my heart through all of that. He gave me that I needed to step out by faith and be what God wanted me to be. Oh, listen. I'd rather be what God wants, amen, and have nothing, amen, and not even just an unworthy old man. Amen, that God just was pleased to touch with his grace and mercy and his Holy Ghost power. And just be something for God. Rather than have your name everywhere. Amen, everybody know your name. As long as God knows us, amen, he will deliver us in our trouble. Now the Word of God said, he's our refuge and strength, amen. Praise the Lord, he's my strength. Amen, the song, I can't even walk without him holding my hand. Amen, the word there simply means our power and our boldness to serve the Lord. Psalm 118 verse 14 says, the Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. Hallelujah, thank God. He gives us the strength to serve him, but he gives us a song in our heart. In that weakest time, amen, when that time is that you feel like you can't go another step, there's a song in your heart. Hallelujah. And he gives you the strength. He gives you the strength, amen, in the time of trouble. I'm thankful for that. Hallelujah. Psalm 37 and verse 39, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they're somebody? No. Because they're something great in life and they have some ability to accomplish something? No. But because they trust in him. Hallelujah. He gives us boldness and power to stand. Amen. Amen. Paul said in Ephesians 6 and 13, having done all to stand. Amen. And verse 14, stand, he said. Amen. Oh, listen, we have strength, young man. Just in the ministry, you need strength. You can't get it from outside. You got to get it from God. He'll give us our strength. Amen. He'll give you strength. But whatever he has for you in life, brother, he'll give you strength. He is our strength. Hallelujah. He gives us strength to serve him. Proverbs 10:29, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. Amen. Oh, I'd rather be in his way than any kind of way that I make. Amen. Not only that, but he's our security. In our text, Psalm 46, he said in verse 2, therefore, will not we fear. Thank God, we do not have to fear. Amen. Everybody's fearing everything today. Amen. And I'm not preaching about Biden, brother, but I'm telling you the government has passed down something to us now that everybody is so scared to move. Everybody's so scared to go anywhere. Everybody's so scared to say anything to anybody. Everybody's scared to death. We don't have to be. We're the children of God. God wants to take me out with COVID, he has the right to do it. Amen. I thought he was going to. Amen. In 2020. But he didn't. And so I said, Lord, as long as you give me strength to get up and walk and say something about the Lord, I will do it by your grace. But he's our security. We don't have to fear. Amen. Amen. We do not have to fear. Proverbs 1:33, but whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, he said, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Amen. 2 Timothy 1:7, you know that verse, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. We don't have to fear everything that comes down the pike. Amen. Trust the Lord. Amen. He'll do something in our lives if we trust him, if we give him everything we are, Brother Tristan. If you give him everything you are, amen, I don't know what's in your life. You really don't know what's ahead, amen. You're just trying to feel it out now. Try to get some learning in your mind, amen. But it's going to take more than that, brother. It's going to take getting close to God, amen. Getting close to God. As he said, we said that already, I know that. But it's true. He's our security. Amen. Amen. When the waters are raging about us and the wind's blowing hard on us and we think that our ship is going down. Amen. As he did for the disciples on that dreary night when they thought that everything was gone. Amen. He said, why don't you wake up? We're dying out here. God, we need some help. And Jesus just rose up and said, peace. So what's wrong with you boys? Where's your faith? What's happening here? You're scared. Don't you know that I have power? Amen. Don't you know that I am who I say I am? I'm your Lord. Hallelujah. He's my Lord today. Amen. No matter what's happening in the child of God's life. Amen. So therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Think on that. Amen. He's there. He's there for us. Amen. Just a word of encouragement. Amen. To keep on going for God. Amen. Thank God. He is what we need. He's everything that we need. Hallelujah. We don't have to fear. We just need to trust Him. Amen. God, give us faith to trust Him. Brother, I'm sorry.